Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I got a new favorite Tiger today.
I know you do. This is why I said this, and I thought it was a nice little tease there. Your new favorite Tiger is?
Alex Wilson.
And why Alex Wilson?
Yeah, I hit him. Yeah, I hit him intentionally.
Boy, did he own it. Mm-hmm. And there are few things as refreshing to hear from a professional athlete than when they own their own act of stupidity.
Straight up honesty.
Yeah, and I'm not even, I don't mind so much what he did. Now, did he need to do what he did? He didn't need to, but you know what? I'm totally cool with it. And I've heard a bunch of different people with different emotions today, whether it was ticket texters call into the morning show or listeners or looking on Twitter last night, watching a bunch of talking heads talk about it, listening to sports updates from various sources and people opining about what happened and watching SportsCenter last night. And let me just say this. Regarding what happened yesterday at Comerica Park, I think it's being blown way the hell out of proportion. Talking about the brawl. Oh, three brawls, three incidents. No, there was one incident where there was a brawl, and even then it wasn't a brawl. A brawl to me is when you have multiple people squared off against each other, throwing punches and landing punches and just trying to hurt each other. That's a brawl. What we saw yesterday, Miguel Cabrera clearly wanted to get at Austin Romine. And maybe it wasn't just Austin Romine. It was just anybody in opposing uniform, I have the feeling. And just Austin Romine happened to be there. And I'm sure he had a smart mouth back and forth with Cabrera. And Cabrera even said as much. But I'm sure Miggy didn't help matters either. I think Miggy was looking for a fight. He found his fight. He threw his punches, two of them. He missed them both. Romine tackles him to take him down, and, you know, Mickey's landing on top of him, but kind of off balance a little bit. And Nick Castellanos comes in to dive on top of Mickey to protect Mickey, so Mickey's not going to get hit by anybody else that's jumping onto the dog pile. I think it was Andrew Romine also in there, diving in there to try to ride, break things up with his brother going on. And then, of course, everything happens with Gary Sanchez throwing in sucker punches, several of them towards Cabrera and also at Castellanos. And that was it. That was it. Okay? It was plenty, but that was it. Every other time that the bench is emptied and all that, nothing happened. So to call this a brawl, though I love a good brawl, I find them entertaining. I think it's a misnomer. And listening to some ticket texter named Nick had sent something into the morning show and it was appalled. I brought a bunch of my 10-year-old and some of his little league teammates and went to the game and just disgusting that this isn't baseball and throwing a guy's head. Well, how am I supposed to explain throwing at their heads and dropping the gloves and the bats and throwing punches at each other and the profanity? What am I supposed to do? And my first thought was, I don't know. Be a dad?
Yeah, I hate that.
And then saying these guys aren't role models. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
You are. And you're the role model.
Yeah, I've always hated that. I'm a parent, and because I'm a parent too. And you know what? When my kids see or hear something inappropriate, we talk about it.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, and
last night, you know what we did last night? We watched 30 for 30, whole family. What Carter lost, the story of the Carter High football team in 1988.
The Dallas High School football team that famously played against Permian with Friday Night Lights was culminated with a game against Carter.
But these are a bunch of kids, had to deal with a lot, okay? They put themselves in some positions, but there was a lot going on.
Yes.
There was some overt racism.
Yes.
There were N-bombs dropped in the show.
Yep.
There were kids that made horrific decisions.
Horrific.
And admitted it. Like, they're all being interviewed as adults. And like, yeah, we made terrible decisions. And here's part of the reason as to why.
And 30 years later, seeing how much it still affects their parents, it was an awesome 30 for 30.
When it got done, we had a talk. And when if you're a parent at a game like that, and something like that happens, guess what? You have a talk.
I got to tell you, I'm not a parent, as you know. I would relish the moment that something like that happens so that you, I'm like, hey, here's an example, fresh in the minds. They were there to experience it. Let's talk about it. Get it out of the way. here's what you're not supposed to do, or here's how you handle it. Here's why this this was what it was. It's a great opportunity to do that.
So
I was upset with that ticket texter.
I do understand that as a parent, their kids are going to look up to these people, but you really got to distinguish to them the right and wrong and how emotions get the better of people. Because you know who the emotions got the better of? Dylan Betances, who shouldn't be in a Yankee uniform for a good period of time.
Right. As much as he wants to come out and say, hey, it slipped out of my hand. Why would I do that? And Joe Girardi, why would he do that? We're tied game 6-6. You know, we're competing for playoff spot. Why would he do that? You know, those are all legitimate questions. Why would he do it? Let me offer up an explanation. Here's why. Because you get caught up in what was going on. You got caught up in players getting hit and words being said and tempers flaring. That's why.
Yep.
Do I think that he meant to hit McCann in the head? God, I hope not.
It was a 98-mile fastball to the head.
I really hope that's not the case.
There is, I got to tell you, everything that's happened that I've seen in baseball, that is one of the most egregious oversteps I have ever seen.
You cannot throw at somebody's head. You want to throw inside. If it happens to hit the batter, so be it. But you know what? You got to be able to control where that's going to go inside, not above the shoulders.
Up until that pitch, Dylan Betances had thrown 1,396 fastballs to right-handed hitters. Do you know how many right-handed hitters he'd hit in 1,396 fastballs?
Well, if it slipped, it has to happen like 25 times.
It had happened once.
Oh.
It had happened once. Nobody's buying this coincidence, this coinkydink that it slipped.
But there was a lot to go over and comb through with what happened yesterday. Lots of sound after the game that has you either pumping your fist like, yes, or shaking your fist going, damn you. I can't wait for the Tigers to play the Yankees next year. And I really, what I came away with after watching everything unfold yesterday, watching all the post-game coverage, and FSD did a great job, even carrying some of the stuff live, which maybe they shouldn't have done. But what I came away with it is I would love to see Joe Girardi and Brad Ausmus go at it. I am not kidding. I mean, what Girardi was saying afterwards was just, I mean, ease up on the crybaby act there, okay? Yeah. Your guys did some horrible things, and, you know, you want to be upset with the umpiring crew. I get it. And did the umpiring crew handle it incorrectly? Yes. They handled it very poorly. Things got out of hand, and you know what? And now you're going to blame all the umpires, but you're the damn manager of the team.
Yeah.
You've got to say so what happens too. So don't go crying afterwards about, oh, I can't believe that, you know, what's Cabrera doing to my catcher? And oh, how dare Brad Ausmus say F you to one of my players? I mean, come on, that whole thing. Yeah. You know who he said it to? Brett Gardner. And you know why? Because Brett Gardner's a little weasel. He's one of those little spaz guys that always, you know, goes all out all the time. And he's got the Napoleon complex. And he might be a great player, and I do respect the way he plays, but that shenanigans there, when he got on top of James McCann in the first brawl, and it had something like this weird chokehold, like he's got his back, you know, and ready to watch the UFC, and then releases it, gets up, and he's like, cool. And then the next brawl happens when McCann gets hit, and not brawl, but the next incident with McCann getting hit, and he comes out, and he's looking for it. He wants something. And then he's jawing at Ausmus, and Ausmus tells him, F you, and now Joe Girardi's upset? Shut up. Just shut up.
The whole thing, I only have one regret.
You weren't there?
I wish it was May. Yeah. I wish this happened in May.
That's good. That's solid reasoning.
It's one of these things that I get that a brawl doesn't change a season, and I'll call it a brawl comfortably. But I would have liked to have seen this team show some fight and some pulse and more of this earlier in the year. Maybe not May, maybe June, maybe July, as things started to spiral out of control. And it is no doubt with this group that the losing beget more losing. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136.
And let's not forget this final thing, too. The Tigers then lost that lead. They were up 6-3 after the Miguel Cabrera fight. The Yankees came and tied it 6-6. The Tigers came back and won this game 10-6. Now, the season is over with for the Tigers, and you're right. Boy, it would have been awesome if that were in May.
Yep.
To galvanize the team. And I don't know if they were galvanized or not. I think mostly they are, but it looked like one player wasn't.
Well, let's talk about that, because that got a little uncomfortable and a little weird, and nobody talked about it yesterday, and then they got on a plane together. So it's probably been hashed out by now. Maybe not, but it needs to get hashed out.
Yeah.
We'll get to that coming up at 10:18. It's open lines, 248-539-9797. Did we get anything wrong here? Did we get anything wrong? Anything we're missing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.